Ravi, the pasuk continues. Vayomer Hashem Elokim, and Hashem said, "Hein ha'adam hoya ka'achad mimenu." Behold, Adam is now like the miyuchad mimenu, like the special one of us, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yachid be'el yonim, he is alone and the only one like him in the higher realms. So too is Adam now a yachid betachtonim in the lower realms. Why? Lodas tovara. He is now somebody who has a choice between good and evil. The malachim only know good. They don't have a bechira. Behemoths and chayas do not know the difference between good and evil. They don't either have a bechira. So now Adam, with his yetzahara, has a bechira of good and evil. And he's a yachid b'tachtoinim. Viato, and now we are afraid. Pen yishlach yodoi, lest he send his hand. V'lokach gam. And now he will go and take fruit from the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. He'll eat this fruit, and he will live forever. And he will be able to persuade people after him to convince them that he is a God, since he can live forever. Before he had a Yetzirah, we weren't worried about this. But now that he has a Yetzirah, he has become more cunning, and we are afraid that he will eat from the Eitz HaDaas and try to persuade people that he is a god. Therefore, Vayishalcheu Hashem Elokim, Hashem sent him out Migan Eden, from the Garden of Eden, La'avod es Hadama asher lukach misham, to work the earth where he was taken from. In Gan Eden, it was not necessary for him to work the earth. Now that he sinned with the Eitz HaDaas, now the earth was cursed, and he must work the earth. Asher lukach misham, he is being brought now back to the place where he was taken from, since he was created outside Gan Eden and brought inside Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was returning him now outside Gan Eden, which was the place asher lukach misham, where he was taken. And Ibn Ezra explains that Pasuk Chav Dalet, the next Pasuk, is a pirish, an explanation on Pasuk Chav Gimel. In Pasuk Chav Gimel it says, Vayishalcheu, he sent him out. And now in Pasuk Chav Dalet it is explaining, Vayigoresh es ha'odom, when he sent him out, he chased him out. Vayashken mikedem l'Gan Eden es ha'keruvim, and he set up on the east side of Gan Eden the Kruvim, which Rashi explains to mean Malachei Chavolo, angels of destruction, to protect the garden. Ve'islahat ha'cherev ha'misapeches, and he had a cherev ha'misapeches, a turning sword, which had a lahat, which Rashi says means a sharp blade. That's the way Rashi learns over here. But Rashi, in Parshas Va'era, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, says that what does the word lahat mean? It means magic. It seems as if the sword was turning through magic. The sword that looked like it was turning around through magic. What was the purpose for these kruvim and lahat hacherev hamisapeches? Lishmar es derech Eitz HaChayim, to watch the path, that Adam should not be able to come into the Eitz HaChayim and eat from the Eitz HaChayim. And the pasuk continues, Ve'ha'odom yoda eschava ishtoi. Adam had already known and had relations with Chava, his wife. If the pasuk would have said, Vayeda Adam eschava ishtoi, we would say it means that it is in the sequence of the psukim, that first Adam Harishon sinned by eating from the Eitz HaDaas, and then Vayeda Adam eschava ishtoi, Adam had relations with his wife, and Cain and Hevel were born. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "V'ha'odom yoda es chava ishtoi." Adam had already known Chava, his wife, which means that Cain was born before the avera, the chait of the Eitz HaDaas. V'ha'odom yoda es chava ishtoi, and Adam had already known Chava, his wife, before the avera. V'atahar, and she became pregnant. V'atelet es Cain, and she gave birth to Cain. V'atomer, and she said, why was his name Cain? Konisi ish es Hashem. I acquired a man together with Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, he created Adam by himself. And so too when he created Chava. But Chava was saying over here that in the creation of Cain, I have a shutfis, I have a chelik in it. Therefore, she called his name Cain because I acquired this person together with Hashem. I had a part in this creation. Vatoisev Loledes, and she was Moisev to give birth. Es Ochiv Es Hovel, his brother, whose name was Hevel. Here the Pasuk does not say the reason for his name. Vayehi Hevel Royetzoin, Hevel was a shepherd of sheep, the Kayin Hoya Oyved Adomo, and Kayin used to work the earth, he was a farmer. Rashi explains the Lashon Es Kayin, Es Achiv, Es Hevel. Why does it say three times the word Es? And he says, because together with Kayin was born a twin sister, and together with Hevel were born two twin sisters. That's why it says one time Es Kayin and twice Es Achiv, Es Hevel. So the first birth in creation were twins, and the second one was triplets. The reason why Hevel was a shepherd and he did not become a farmer, Rashi explains, since the earth was cursed after the chet of Adam HaRishon, he did not want to have any part of working with a cursed thing, the earth. Therefore, he became a shepherd and not a farmer. Vayehi miketz yomim, and after a period of time, vayovi kayin mipri ha'adama mincha l'Hashem, and Kayin brought from the fruit of the earth a present to Hashem. The pasuk does not describe, like it will describe further, that Hevel brought a very good present, but rather by Kayin it does not say anything, because it was min ha'garua. He brought from the lowest level. He brought, as the Medrash Agoda says, zera pishton, flax seeds. It was a very cheap present he brought for Hashem. But the Hevel hevi gam hu, Hevel also brought a present, mibechayrei sinai, from the firstborn of a sheep, and from the choicest, from the best. And Hashem turned to Hevel and to his present, which means a fire came from Shemayim and consumed the sheep that he was makrit. But to Kayin and his present he did not turn. Kayin was very angry, and his face fell, which means he was saddened. Why are you so angry and saddened? If you do good, you will be forgiven. If you do not do good, la pesach, to the opening of your grave, chatos, your sin, roivates, will sit and wait for you. Ve'elecha to shukasai, to you is his desire, the Yetzirah desires to cause you to sin. But ve'ata timshalbai, you have the capability of ruling over the Yetzirah. Vayomer Kayin el Hevel Achiv, and Kayin said to Hevel his brother, and the pasuk does not say what Kayin said to Hevel. Rashi explains that the pasuk means to say that he entered into a conversation with him in order to get into a fight with him. This way, he will have a reason to kill him. Vayomer Kayin el Hevel Achiv, he got into a conversation in order to create a conflict. Vayhi b'yosam basode, and it was when they were in the field. Vayokum Kayin el Hevel Achiv v'yahargehu, he got up and killed Hevel, his brother. Vayomer Hashem el Kayin, and Hashem said to Kayin, Ei Hevel Achicha, where is Hevel your brother? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. He just wanted to enter into a discussion with him. This way, maybe Kayin will do tshuva and say, I killed him and I sinned. But Kayin did not do that. Vayomer, and he said, Lo yadati, I don't know where my brother is. He figured he can fool Hashem. Hashemer ochi anoichi, am I my brother's keeper? Do I always stand watch and keep track where my brother is? Vayomer, and Hashem said, Me osisa, what did you do? Koil de me achicha, the voice of the bloods of your brother, Tsoyakim Eli min ha'adama, are screaming to me from the earth. Rashi explains, why does it say Eloshin Rabim, plural, deme, bloods? And the answer is with two pshatim. First of all, when Kayin killed Hevel, not only did he kill Hevel, but he killed all the generations that were possible to come out of Hevel. Therefore, it was not only the blood of Hevel that was crying from the earth, but the bloods, the many generations that should have come out from him. Secondly, he says that Kayin did not know how to kill somebody. He was the first murderer. He did not know where to hit Hevel in order to kill him. So he wounded him in many different places in order to finally figure out what will kill him. That's why it says, Koil demei achicha, the voice of the bloods from the many different wounds that Kayin did to Hevel. The Ato, and now Oru Ato, you Kayin will be cursed. Min ha'adama asher potzisa aspia, together with the earth that opened her mouth, lo kachas estemei achicha miyodecha, to take the blood of your brother from your hand. What did the Adama do? The Adama according to Tysus and Sanhedrin, swallowed up the blood more than usual. As Tysus says, usually there is some type of recognition that there was blood there. But over here, it was ein rishumei nikaklal. It was not recognizable at all that there was blood. It was totally swallowed into the earth to hide the avera. And therefore, not only was Cain punished and cursed, but the Adama also. Even though the earth was cursed earlier, it is cursed even more now, because before, through tircha and through working the earth, you were able to get it to produce something edible. But now, when you will work the earth, it won't give any strength to you. Nothing will grow. And also, you will be a wanderer in the earth. You won't have reshus to live in one place. You will constantly move around. And Cain said to Hashem, is my avera too great to carry, to forgive? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you run the world, Elyonim v'tachtonim, and you can't forgive my one avera. Hein behold, gerashti oisi hayoim. You chased me away today, me'al pneho adama, from the face of the earth. Umiponecho esoser, and I will have to hide from you. V'hayisi nova not ba'oretz, and I will be a wanderer, like the Pasuk said in Pasuk Yudbeis. V'hoya kol moitzi yahageni, anybody who will find me will kill me. And Rashi explains that Cain was not afraid that a human being would kill him, because there weren't any human beings on the world at this point besides for his father and his mother and his sisters. So he was not worried that they would kill him. He was worried that the animals would kill him. And Hashem said to Cain, Lochain, therefore, kol harei Cain, anybody who kills Cain. And the pasuk ends right there. It doesn't say anything. It's a threat. Lochain kol harei Cain, anybody who kills Cain now will get his punishment. The Torah does not specify. Shiv Osayim Yukam. In the seventh generation, he will suffer revenge. Vayosem Hashem Lekain Ois. And Hashem placed for Cain a sign. He engraved a letter into his forehead. Some say it was the letter Yud, which means Yichyeh, he will live. Others say it was the letter Hey, from the Lashon Lochem Kol Hoireg Cain, the Hey of Hoireg, that he should not be killed. And he put this Ois in his name, in his forehead, Levilti HaKois Oisai Kol Moitzai. This way, nobody who finds him will kill him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Cain that you have nothing to worry about right now. I will protect you until the seventh generation. What is meant by the seventh generation? It means if you count seven generations from Cain, Cain, Chanoich, Erod, Michuyoel, Misushoel, Lemech, and then the seventh generation is Lemech's children. When Lemech will have children, and that will be seven generations from Cain, then revenge will be taken against Cain, and Lemech will kill Cain. Vayetze Cain milfnei Hashem. And Cain went out from before Hashem. As Rashi explains, he went out meekly and with humbleness, as if he was showing Hashem that he did tshuva, which he really didn't. Vayeshev be'eretz noid. And he lived in the land of the wanderers, Kidmas Eden, east of Eden. East of Eden was where all the ones who were exiled ran to. Like we find, first of all, when Adam was kicked out of Gan Eden, where did he go? He was on the east side of Eden, because we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed the Kruvim, the Malachi Chavola, on the east side of Eden to watch that he should not go in. So it must be that he was living on that side. Here also, Cain, when he was placed in exile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed him Kidmas Eden on the east of Eden. As Rashi explains, the Mizrach, the east, is always Koilet, it always protects Reitzchim and people who are exiled. A second pshat which Rashi says in the Lashon Be'eretz Noid means a Lashon of Nod, that the world shook. Wherever Cain would walk, the world would shake underneath him, and people would say, this is the person that killed his brother. Vayeda Cain es ishtoi, and Cain knew his wife, which means he had relations with his wife. Vatar vatelet es chanoich, and she became pregnant, and she gave birth to his son Chanoich. Vayehi b'ne'ir, and Cain built a city. Vayikro shem ha'ir k'shem b'noi Chanoich. He called the name of the city Chanoich, like the name of his son, in memory of his son. Vayevoled l'chanoich es irod, and Chanoich gave birth to Erod, Ve'erod Yolad es Michuyal, and Erod had Michuyal, Michuyal Yolad es Misushoel, Michuyal had Misushoel, Umisushoel Yolad es Lamech, and Misushoel had Lamech. This is the sixth generation, and the Pasuk after Chamishi will continue to tell us how the seventh generation came about, and this way it will show us that in the seventh generation, the Nekama against Cain was taken and Lamech killed Cain. But let us first go back on the Rashi's before. And Rashi says, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chof Beis, by Ravi, Hoyo ka'achad mimenu, Hashem said that Adam became like one of us. Harehu yochid b'tachtoinim, he is unique amongst the lower realms. Kamo shani yochid b'elyonim, just like I am a yochid amongst the higher realms. Umahi yichidosai, in what way is he unique? Lodas taivara, he has a bechira, he knows between good and bad. Masha'enken b'behema v'chaya, behema and chaya do not have that. Va'ato, and now, penyushlach yodai, maybe he will take from the Eitz HaChayim. Umish yichya la'olam, once he will be living forever, harehu karev lahates zabriyas achrov, it is very easy for him to trick and persuade the creatures after him. V'loimar, and to say afu eleka, that he is a god. Why? Because he lives forever. V'yesh midrashe agoda, aval ei miyushavim alpshutai. There are many midrashim on this pasuk, but that is not the simple pshat in the pasuk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicked him out of Gan Eden and placed the Kruvim on the east side of Gan Eden. Mikedem leGan Eden b'mizrochi shel Gan Eden, on the east side of Gan Eden. Chutz leGan, outside the garden. Es HaKruvim, what are the Kruvim? Malachi Chavala, angels of destruction. And also he placed HaCherev HaMisapeches, a turning sword, velo lahat, and it had a blade. Le'ayim olov milikones oid leGan, to scare him from entering again into the Gan. Targum lahat shinan. The targum of lahat is a blade. K'may shalaf shinano. He drew a blade. Uvloshen laz lamo. Umidrashi agod yesh vani eni bo el lipshutai. And again Rashi says, there are many midrashim, but I am only coming to explain the simple meaning of the pasuk. Ve'ha'odom yoda, and Adam had already known Chava, his wife. Kvar koidem ha'inyin shalmalo. This happened before the chet, before the topic mentioned earlier. Koidem shechota v'nitra, v'nitrad migan Eden, before he sinned and was chased out of Gan Eden. V'chein ha'royin v'haleda, and so too was Chava's pregnancy and her giving birth. All this took place before the chet. Sheim kasa vayeda adam, if it would have said vayeda adam, nishma, I would know, shela'achar shenitrad hayu loibanim, I would say after he was chased out, he had children. Vayeda adam would mean that everything is in chronological order. But, since the pasuk says va'adam yoda, it is going back. Kayin, al shem konisi, the name Kayin comes from the lashon of kinyan, I acquired. Es Hashem, together with Hashem, kimay im Hashem, with Hashem. Kishibara oisi ves ishi levadai baronu. When Hashem created me and my husband, he created us by himself. Avo bezeh shutvim anu imoy. We are partners with him. That's why she said, I acquired a man together with Hashem. Es kain, es ochiv, es hevel, gimel, esim. Why does it say es three times? Ribuyim heim. It's coming to include something, to add something. Malamit. It teaches us. Shetu uma nolda im kain. A twin sister was born with Cain. Vim Hevel Nolda Shtayim, and with Hevel, two twin sisters were born. Lekach Nema Vatoysef. That's why the pasuk says Vatoysef Ledes. She added in giving birth, because in her first pregnancy she gave birth to two, and now she gave birth to three. Royet Zayin. Hevel was a shepherd. Lefish Neskalla Ho Adama. Pirish Loy Me'avodasa. Since the earth was cursed, he did not want to be a farmer, and he separated himself from working the ground. Mipriho adomo, he brought from the fruit of the land. Minagorua, Cain brought from the worst. V'yesh agodo she'emeres, and there is an agodo, a medrash, that says, Zera pishten hoya, he brought flax seeds. And Rashi continues, Vayisha, and Hashem turned to Hevel and his mincha. Vayifen, he turned. And also in the next pasuk, v'el minchasay lo sha'o, he did not turn to Cain and his mincha, lo pano. V'chein, and also v'al yishu, do not turn. Rashi over here is referring to the pasuk at the end of Parsha Shemois, where Pari says, "Val Yishu b'divrei sheker." He told the Yidden, "Keep on working." Val Yishu b'divrei sheker. Here Rashi says it means, "Do not turn to words of nothing." To words of nothing, meaning the words that you want to leave Mitzrayim. But Rashi in Parsha Shemois says clearly that the word Val Yishu means, "Do not speak b'divrei sheker." Do not speak with idle talk. So this is a contradiction. Here Rashi says Val Yishu means do not turn, and over there he says do not speak. Therefore, Mizrahi and Sefer HaZikaron both take out these words of the Rashi in order that it should not contradict what Rashi says further on. Nechein, and also an Iyuv, She'ei Me'olov, turn away from him. Penei Me'olov, turn away from him. Vayisha Hashem, Hashem turned to Hevel. What does that mean? Yorda Esh V'lichako Min Chosei. A fire came from Shemayim and consumed his present. Haloim Seitev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you do good, you will be forgiven. Kitaguma Pirishoi. Explain it like Targum. But if you do not do good, La Pesach Chatas Roivets. La Pesach Kivrcho, to the opening of your grave, Chata Echo Shemor, your sin will be preserved. Ve'lecha Tushukosei, Shel Chatas Hu Yetzahara. To you is his desire. The Yetzirah's desire, the sin's desire is to you. Tamid shoykeik umisave lahachshulcha. Always desiring and looking for a way to cause you to stumble. But, v'ato timshalboy, im tirtze tiskaber olov. If you want, you can overcome and overpower the Yetzirah. Vayomer Kain al Hevel. What did Kain say to Hevel? Nichnas imay b'divar riv umitza. He entered with him in conversation that will lead to a fight and a conflict. To make a bilbul and to make up a story and a reason in order to kill him. Again, Rashi says there are many midrashim here, but I am explaining the pasuk according to the simple meaning. Where is Hevel your brother? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. He just wanted to enter into conversation, a calm conversation together with Cain. Ula Yoshov, maybe he will do tshuva. V'yoma, and he will say, Ani haraktiv, I killed him. V'chatasi lecha, and I sinned to you. But he did not say that. He said, Lo yodati, I don't know. Nasek yigoyin of das al yoyna. He acted as if he can fool Hashem. Hashem, Ochi anoichi, am I my brother's keeper? Loshin temahu is a question. V'chein kol hei hanukuda v'chat of pasach. Any hey that has a chat of pasach underneath it, that means a hay with a shva next to it, is always a lashon tema. We saw a similar case earlier in the parasha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam, Hamino eats from this tree that I told you not to eat from, did you eat from? That is also a lashon tema. And Rashi continues, Demei ochicha, the blood of your brothers, lashon rabbi. Damoi v'dam zari Yosef. Not only his blood did you kill, but the generations and the children after him. Dav acher she'asav by psoyim harbe. He inflicted him with many wounds. Shlai hayo yodea mehecha nafshi yotze. He did not know where his soul and where his life will go out from. Therefore, he hit him in many different places. Min ha'adama, you are cursed together with the earth. More than the earth was cursed earlier with its sin. What was its sin? When it did not come out with the eights and the pre tasting the same. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the earth. And now by swallowing the blood of Hevel, it continued to sin. She opened her mouth to take the blood of your brother, and therefore I am going to add another klola to the earth that will affect you also. It will not give you any power and will not grow anything for you anymore. And also, you will be a wanderer. You will not have permission to live in one place. So Cain said, Gadol avoni minesoi, bitmia, with a question. Atatoin el yoinim v'tachtoinim. You carry the upper realms and the lower realms, v'avoni yefshecha litoin, and you can't forgive my avera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lochein kol hara Cain. You don't have to worry about somebody killing you. Ze'echod min ha-mikrois she'kostru debrehem. This is one of the psukim, that their words are short. V'ramzu, it only hints, v'le pirushu, and it does not explain. Lachain kol hari kain. Therefore, anyone who kills kain, lashon ga'ara, it is a language of a threat. Kayasalai, this is what will happen to him. Kach v'kach einshay, this and this is his punishment. But v'leipirish einshay, the pasuk does not specify what punishment he will get. Shivasayim yukam, in the seventh generation he will suffer revenge. Eini roitzi li'nakim mikayin achshav, I do not want to take revenge from Kayin now. He'll say shiva doris ani noikim nikmasi mimenu, at the end of seven generations I will take revenge from him. Sheyamid lemech mibnei bonov, because lemech from his great grandchildren will get up v'yahargeu and kill him. V'seif ha'mikrusha omar shivasayim yukam, and the end of the pasuk that says in the seventh generation he will suffer revenge. V'hu nikmas hevel mikayin, and that is the nekama, the revenge that hevel will take from kayin. Lamadnu shetchilas mikra lashon ga'ara, we see that the beginning of the pasuk is just a threat. The pasuk is saying lochein kol hori kayin, therefore anybody who kills kayin now will get punished. It's a threat. Because shivasayim yukam, I will take my revenge against him at the end of seven generations. So Rashi is saying lashon ga'arahu is a lashon of a threat. Shaloi tehe beria mazikasoi, in order that no creature will damage or injure him. Ukiyotzebai, where do we find a similar thing that the pasuk does not seem to finish off its idea? Like it says in Shmuel Beis, Vayomer David, and David said, Komaki Yavusi, anybody who will hit the Yavusi, Vayiga Bitsina, and he will reach the tower. And the pasuk does not say what will be done to this person that will hit the Yavusi. The pasuk is just speaking in a hint. Any person that will hit the Yavusi and reach the tower, and reach the gate, and capture it, and kill the blind, and also kill them, because they said, because of the Iver and the Biseach, he will not come into the house. Hamakes Elu, the one who kills all these, I will make him into a head and a lord. Kan Kitzur Dvarov, over here the pasuk does not say what he will do with him. Uvedivrei Hayomim Pirish Yir LeRoish Ulasar. In Divrei Hayomim, it finishes it off and tells you that he will become a Roish and a Sar. So we find also over there a pasuk that seems to lead up to what will happen, but does not say what will happen. Here also in our pasuk, Lachen Kol Harikayin, is just a threat without saying exactly the details of what will happen to that person. Vayosem Hashem leKayin ois. Hashem placed a sign for Kayin. Chokak loy ois mishmoy b'mitzchoy. He engraved a letter of his name in his forehead, either a letter of Kayin's name, the Yud, or the letter of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name, a Hey. Dover Acher. Kol moitzi yargeni. Anybody who finds me will kill me. Habehemois v'achayas. It is referring to the behemoth and the chayas that he was afraid might kill him. Avol b'nei odom. There were no people in the world that he would fear at this point. Nobody was created yet. Nobody was born. It was only his father and his mother, and he was not afraid that they would kill him. Elo, Omar, he said, until now my fear was over all the animals. But now, because of this avera, the chayas will not fear me, and he will kill me, and they will kill me. Miad, right away, Hashem placed the sign and engraved the letter on his forehead. He returned the fear over all the animals, the fear that they had for a human being. And Kayin went out. He went out with humbleness, as if he fooled Hashem. And he lived Be'eretz Noid, Be'eretz Shekol HaGoylim Nodim Sham, the land of all the wanderers, where all the exiles go and wander there. And that was Kidmas Eden, on the east of Eden. Sham Gala Aviv, over there his father exiled, Kishagorish Migan Eden, when he was chased out of Gan Eden. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayashgen Mikedem LeGan Eden, he placed on the east side of the Gan Eden the Kruvim, Lishmar Eshemiras Derech Mevoy Hagan, in order to watch the path leading into the Gan to the Eitz Achayim. Sheish Limoy Shehoyesh Adam Sham. We can learn from there, if you placed the Malachi Chavola there, It's, we can assume that that's where Adam lived, on the east side of the Gan. And we find, in general, the east side being a protection, b'chol makom, in all places, es haroitzchim, for murderers. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Oz Yavdol Moshe, Moshe separated three Arim Miklot, on Eva HaYarden, on the other side of the Yarden, Mizrach HaShamesh, on the east side. Why does it have to say Mizrach HaShamesh, if it says already, Me'eva HaYarden, on the other side of the Yarden? The other side of the Yarden is automatically on the east. Therefore, Rashi learns from here that it is adding these words to tell us that the east has a special mila of protection for Roitzchem. Davach of Eretz Noit. Another pshat in Eretz Noit is, Kol Mokom Sheholach, wherever he walked, Hoysa Ha'oretz Mizdazaz Tachtov, the earth shook underneath him, Vabriyos Oimrim, and people would say, Suru Me'olav, move away from this person, Zehu Sha'orag es Ochiv. This is the person that killed his brother. Vayhi Kain Boina'ir, and Kain built the city, Vayiku Shema'ir Lezecher B'noi Chanoich. He built the city and called it the name Chanoich as a remembrance for his son Chanoich. The Irad Yolad. Yesh Mokam Shu Oimer B'Zachar Hoylid, Vayesh Mokam Shu Oimer Yolad. There are two terminologies that can be used when we say that a male had a child. We can say hoilid, he caused his wife to give birth, or yolad, he himself gave birth. Shaleda mishamesha shtei lashonos. Leda is used in two ways. Leidas ha'isha, the actual giving birth of the woman, nishtara b'laz, uzriyas toldos ha'ish, and the insemination that the ish does, which is in sizder b'laz. Kishu oimer hoilid, when it says hoilid, b'loshen hifel, it means that he is causing somebody else to give birth. Medaba b'leidu se'isha. It is referring to the giving birth of the woman. Ploini hoilid es ishtoi. This person caused his wife to give birth. Ben oibas, a son or a daughter. But, ukushu oimer, yolad, when it says concerning a male that he was yolad, medaber bizriyas ho'ish. It is referring to the zera of the ish that was yolad. V'hu b'laz anaydrir. So over here it is using a lashon of yolad, which is referring to the zera ho'ish.